From KXCI Community Radio, this is Research Matters, where we meet student academic researchers in our region. I'm Bridget Thumb, and my guest today is a senior majoring in biomedical engineering at the U of A. Welcome to KXCI, Jesus Mota.
Thank you for having me.
You are working in a lab?
Yes, I am. A neuroscience lab specifically, Dr. Fox Neuroscience Lab.
You've got some mousy friends that have Parkinson's.
Yeah, so these mice are overexpressing this genotype called alpha-synuclein. It's a very renowned model for testing Parkinson's disease. And so we treat these mice with a therapeutic called PNA5. The end goal is being that we improve their cognitive symptoms, as Parkinson's disease is a disorder that causes cognitive impairment along with other motor symptoms.
You want to talk about PNA5?
PNA5 is this glycopeptide, like ANG1-7, but it's glycosylated. This play on the ANG1-7 is improving the brain penetration, as it is able now to more effectively reach the brain. And my work was dealing primarily with the behavior, so I'm like kind of a behavior guru, is what they like to tell me.
Are you the mouse whisperer?
Yes, exactly. I'm the mouse whisperer.
What happens to the mice when they take this and stuff?
We first then treat them with this therapeutic for 2 months. We then run a series of tasks testing their cognitive improvement as well as hopefully some motor improvements. The main goal is to look at specifically the cognitive, but we also want to test the motor to see if this therapeutic does have any other benefits besides the cognitive improvement.
I'm thinking like NASCAR, motor cars, like what are they doing? What kind of motor tests?
Yeah, so one of the motor tests is a balance beam test to test their motor symptoms to see if they got better balance. And we let them walk along the beam task, and if they improved, there'll be less kind of missteps on the beam task.
So you're literally counting their steps?
Yes. We have other people in the lab that are analyzing the videos.
So these mice are on camera all the time?
Yeah, they're kind of celebrities in our lab.
What about the memory tests?
It's a pretty standard test. It's called novel object recognition, or NOR test. We put them in a box with two identical objects for 15 minutes. After those 15 minutes are over, we wait for 2 hours. We put them back in the box with one of the objects that was previously in the box, then with the new object as well. We use a princess, a Patrick star, we use a lighthouse. If they're having cognitive improvement, they'll interact more with the new object.
So you're basically monitoring their curiosity.
Yeah, we're testing to see whether they remember that they've already interacted with this object.
The mouse made meaningful eye contact with Patrick.
Yeah.
The mice are going to have different personalities too,
right? Oh, yeah. That's why we have such a large sample group. Maybe in this past group, we had close to 100 mice. So we can have a large sample group to make sure there's accountability for the different types of personalities that these mice could have.
What are you going to do after you graduate?
I'm kind of stray away from school and try and go to industry. I want to do something more biomedical engineering.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
What about music?
I like this indie band called Weston Estate. If anybody wants to listen to it, I recommend their song, So Good. That's how I found out about them.
That is so good.
Yes, it is.
This is Research Matters, where we've been talking with Jesus Mota, a senior at the University of Arizona, majoring in biomedical engineering. Thank you so much for joining us today, Jesus.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
To hear more episodes, you can visit the program page at kxci.org.